Pull it up.
John Twivel, 79 Hamilton Avenue in Leonard. Let me try and adjust this. I agree with what Mr. Short said, that we should not engage in personalities, but I'll try not to do that, but I think right now that's very hard to do, and I think Dr. Schwebler has been disrespected. She served 17 years on the Middletown Human Rights Commission. She's been the chairperson for the last 3 years. She got a letter which did not say she was not being reappointed. No one talked to her and told her why or what. And, you know, you talk about honesty, and I don't think that's honest, and it's very disrespectful. You also have a person who's got a doctorate in educational psychology, who is a school psychologist in the Middletown school systems, and who has been doing a volunteer job at no gain to herself, has been helping others. She has attended every meeting. I've gone there also. And it hasn't been easy all the time. She's also a disability representative, one of the few minorities on any of the commissions, I think, with a disability. And she has not been treated well at all, Mr. Scharfenberg. And I'll call you Dr. Scharfenberger if that's what you want, but then you also have to call me Dr. Schwebel, because I have a PhD in computer science. She has a doctorate. You have to call her Dr. Schwebel also, please. I worked for 20 years at Bell Labs, and we didn't use that term there because it was sort of, you know, we were too humble for that, I guess. But this is very upsetting, because this was a big part of her life, which has just been taken away with no reason. Now, the other thing is, I'm surprised to hear the reason that she was taken off the board, because she brought an ADA suit. That's the Americans with Disabilities Act. That's a federal act against Middletown Township, and she got some changes made. It was settled last October. One of those changes, for example, was that the township was required to have a transition plan to implement the ADA. That was required back in 1992, 15 years ago. And that was settled, and it was done. If she's being taken off the board for that reason, I believe that's a clear case of retaliation. The ADA does not allow you to retaliate against people who bring ADA lawsuits, and we will pursue that. We will definitely pursue that. And we are not going away. She may not be on the Human Rights Committee, but we will be at these meetings, and we will make sure that Middletown continues to be involved in human rights, and we will also push for open government. There are many things that are hidden. There is no documentation on the process of how she was not reappointed. There was no reason that was given to her. We might be able to get those documents by filing OPR requests, but that it takes a lot of time, and it's very complicated, and most of those requests are refused, which I also believe violates the law. So Middletown needs open government. We will continue to be here at every meeting and push for open government. As an example, that the minutes of the township committee are still not online. This issue was raised a year ago, and the people at Middletown said, well, that was going to be taken care of when we get the county system going. Well, see, it's been a year now, and that has not happened. People get awards for doing it, but it has not happened. So I hope with the new representation on the council, we can have open government on the council. And excuse me if I sound upset, but I am very upset, because you've taken away a big part of her life, and no reason was given, and it's very disrespectful. And I am upset, and excuse me for yelling.
Thank you, Dr. Schwebel. Yes, ma'am.